We're diving into the coach's playbook with Central College offensive coordinator and associate head coach Ryan Myuri as the Dutch get ready for the start of the 2023 season. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sure excitement is in the air here in the football offices at Central, but general feelings getting ready to kick off 2023.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Trev. No, I'm really excited about this season. Our guys have put in a lot of work over the summer. We had talked about earlier this summer, actually, our Spain trip, and, you know, our guys have kind of picked up where they left off from that, and they came ready to work. We haven't had any hiccups between spring and now, and feel really good and optimistic about what we have in front of us.
For our listeners that maybe aren't big Central College football fans, don't pay attention to the minutiae. You know, you're very known, you know, over the past 6-7 years for tempo and speed, but how do you just describe your offense and what you're trying to do as an offensive coordinator?
At the end of the day, we just want to put pressure on the defense and make them think quickly. And if we can get a guy misaligned or confused, you know, we've done our job because we're going to find a way to exploit that. And, you know, there's one thing that we can control, and that's our conditioning. And at the end of the day, if we can outpace the other team, we're going to feel pretty good about it at the end of the day.
Well, this year, you know, like last year, a situation where, you know, multiple quarterbacks and you know, offenses generally in this day and age run through the quarterback. You know, from your chair, you know, you look at maybe a Hunter Hoffman or Brady Ketchum, more traditional drop back type quarterbacks, and then a Keegan Glover, who's a zone read guy, a lot of speed. So how do you design offenses knowing that you have different guys with different skill sets?
Well, I would say all three of them have great athleticism, but yeah, they definitely have their own things that they're really good at, and trying to balance that out within our offense. And we have a lot of skill across the board, and we're trying to get the ball in multiple people's hands. So yeah, it's a lot of work to try to do that. And it's just knowing your personnel and who you have on the field at the time and tailoring that towards them so they can have success and then get the ball to the right people. So the whole offense can have success.
And does that even hold true as you look at, I mean, we're very, you know, talented at wide receiver, three, you know, really good starters coming back, but even they do things a little bit differently, right? And so trying to design routes and combinations that play to their strengths?
Yep, we're trying to, we always do it this way. So it's about players first, get the right players on the field, and then it's formations, get them lined up and try to create the matchups we want. And then the last thing is plays. So if we can get the right players on the field, then get them in the spots we want to create the matchups we want. And then we design plays to get them the football. And that's been our philosophy since day one. And we're going to continue to do that going forward with these guys. So get them in their best positions and let them do their thing and stay out of the way, basically.
We're talking with Ryan Myuri going inside the Central College offensive playbook. If you were a defensive coordinator studying your offense, you know, how would you try to attack your offense? And then the counter to that is, you know, how do you sitting right here in front of a chessboard, which is a great analogy here, right? That's what's going on.
Well, I think first you have to, if I was a defense coordinator, I'm trying to see which quarterback's on the field and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And then finding ways to exploit that. And if it's a quarterback that might not be as good in the pass game, I'm going to try to bring pressure and make him think quickly, just like we're trying to keep the tempo up and make the defense think quickly. And, you know, if it's a guy that's more of a pocket guy, I'm going to find ways to cover down and force them to use their legs and not their arms. And that's kind of the short answer to that.
Right. And then so then the counter to that is, you know, all those things. Right. And so, you know, what you might expect, or trying to coach those guys up as to what they expect. And then you're trying to find something, you know, within that. Right.
Yeah, definitely. You kind of have to know, you have to have an expectation of how you're going to be played with who you got on the field, and then building plays and formations that are going to allow you to be successful against that stuff.
Your offense seems to be one where when you can get the ball rolling, it's like a big, you know, avalanche coming down the hill. And then sometimes we get into it, you know, we would go three and out, and then three and out, and just can't get it going. Mm-hmm. Is that something, have you identified a reason why that seems to happen, or how do we keep the tempo and momentum going?
Yeah, the biggest key is having a great first play. So that's one of our objectives, is to have 4 yards, gain 4 yards on the first play of our drive. And that kind of gets us on schedule. You know, if you're a tempo offense and you want to play up tempo most of the time, if you do not have success to get some rhythm going, that's why you end up getting stalled out. So if the first play is like an incomplete, or you get stuffed for one, it's hard to get in a rhythm to allow the offense to get to where you want it to be. So having great success on that first play is critical to that. And, you know, yeah, if you get stuck on the first play, sometimes that can fizzle you out a little bit.
during the season, what kind of other studying are you doing to try to keep innovating with this offense? Are you able to watch what other teams are doing at whether the pro or collegiate or you know, any kind of level? Or how do you keep innovating? Because you're doing it all the time. I can see it on the field.
Yeah, we're constantly looking for ways to improve and adapt. And, you know, defenses are – it's all cyclical. So, like, football is starting to get to one spot. Defenses will catch up, and then you almost have to kind of try to find a way to not necessarily reinvent, but go back to something maybe that existed before that they're not playing anymore. And so we're always trying to find ways to do that, and it comes from all levels. You know, it could be NFL, college, high school – I mean, even youth football, like little things like that, and depending on what your players can do. So if they're simple-minded guys, you might have to do some youth football type stuff and just keep it simple for them and allow them to have some success.
Is there somebody that you really do pay attention to that you really find, you know, that you that your their stuff fits well with what we're doing here at Central?
There's quite a few teams. I mean, we're probably similar to a lot of, you know, FBS colleges or FCS colleges, and I can't really like say one person, but you know, one of my older mentors is Jim Zabrowski. He's down at Kansas, and they do a lot of innovative stuff with their quarterback in the run game. So there's some elements of that we like, and but there's a lot of different programs out there that we try to maybe pull and steal from, and or at least try to adapt to what we're doing that seems to fit.
There's not a lot of new ideas anymore, right? It's just finding something and making it work for what you're trying to do, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's just trying to find ways to have things that fit into what we're trying to do. And yeah, I wouldn't say there's probably more stealing than there's new ideas, that's for sure.
How will fans know, Ryan, is they're either listening to games, watching live stream, or they're at the game? How will they know that when the Central College offense is you know, working as you want it to be this year? What are some of the things that you're looking for?
I think just efficiency and consistency. You know, last year we were pretty inconsistent. But as you mentioned, like when we're rolling, like it just seems like we'll cut through the defense and you'll find us in the end zone. And, you know, last year we weren't able to do that on a consistent basis. So we want to get better in the red zone this year with touchdowns. Last year we were probably at our lowest in my time here. We were down there plenty. We just didn't score touchdowns. And there's a couple of games out there that, you know, we didn't come out on top. And then a lot of it can be pointed directly at that. So if we stay consistent, you know, we're in a good spot.
All right. Looking forward to a great season. Thanks for your time. And we'll see you in Northfield, Minnesota.
You bet. Thank you, Trevor.
All right, that is Ryan Myuri going inside of the coach's playbook with the Central College offensive coordinator and associate head coach. Reminder, you can listen to Central College football every Saturday this fall on 92.1 KRLS. And for KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Trevor Castle.